Shalishi. Vayokom Bilam Baboiker, and Bilam arose in the morning. Vayachavosh es asoinoi, and he himself saddled his donkey. Although an important person like Bilam should not be saddling his own donkey, he should leave this for his servants. However, because of his hatred for Klal Yisrael, he saddled his own donkey. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rasha, don't think by saddling your own donkey you will be successful in cursing Klal Yisrael, because their grandfather Avram saddled his own donkey for the mitzvah of the Akedah. And the saddling of his donkey for the purpose of a mitzvah will protect Klal Yisrael against the saddling that you did in order to curse them. Vayelech imsari Moav, and Bilam went with the officers of Moav. And there is a beautiful pshat from the Vilna Gaon on this pasuk. The Vilna Gaon is bothered by what seems like Hashem's indecisiveness to send Bilam with the officers of Moav. First Hashem says, in Pasuk Yud Beis, Loisei lechi mohem, do not go with them. However, in Pasuk Chaf he says, Kum lech itam, you can go with them. And then we see in Pasuk Chaf Beis that Hashem got angry when Bilam went with the Sarei Moav. As the Pasuk says, Vayichar af elekim ki hoylechu. So did Hashem allow Bilam to go or not? The Vilna Gaon explains that there is a difference between the word itoi and the word imoi. Both mean that one person is going with another. Imoi means that they are going with the same goal and the same objective. However, itoi means that they are physically going together, but their purpose and objectives are different. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam in Pasuk Yud Beis that I will not allow you to go with them, he says, Lo Selech Imohem. He uses the expression Imohem. You cannot go with them with the same intentions that they are going to curse Klal Yisrael. However, in Pasuk Chaf, when he allows Bilam to go with the Sarei Balak, he says, Kum Lech Itam. You can get up and go Itam with them physically. You may physically go with them, however, not for the same intentions as they are going, which is to curse Klal Yisrael. However, Bilam did not listen to Hashem, and when he went with the Sarei Moav, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayelech Im Sarei Moav. He went together with the Sarei Moav, as Rashi says, Liboy Kilibom Shava. His heart and their heart were equal. Just like they had intentions to curse Klal Yisrael, so did Bilam. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayichar af elekim ki hoylechu, that Hashem got angry because he was going. He was angry because of the purpose that Bilam was going for. Bilam did not listen to Hashem, and he figured that he would be able to persuade HaKadosh Baruch Hu to curse Klal Yisrael. And the Vilna Gaon explains that this is the pshat in Pasuk Lamed Hey, after the Malach tried to stop Bilam from going, and he saw that Bilam still wanted to go. The Malach said, Lech im ho'anoshim. You can go im ho'anoshim. Now I allow you to go even for the same intentions as the Sarei Balak. Because as Rashi says, B'derech she'odom roitze leilech, mo'ilichen oisai. In the way that a person wants to go, Hashem allows him to go. If you really want to go to curse Klal Yisrael, I'll let you go for that purpose. However, im ho'anoshim, your end will also be like them. As Rashi says, Ki chelkecha imohem, your portion will be with them, v'seivcha leheyaved min ha'olam, and your end will be to be destroyed from the world just like them. And the pasuk continues, Vayichar af elokim ki hoylechu, and Hashem was angry that Bilam was going. As we just explained, Hashem was angry because Bilam was going for the wrong intentions. Vayisyatev malach Hashem baderech l'satnlai. And a malach of Hashem stood on the road to stop Bilam. And Rashi says this malach was a malach shel rachamim, a malach of mercy. And this we see because the pasuk says malach Hashem with the name of Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. The name Yudkei Vavkei represents the midah of rachamim of Hashem. And this malach had mercy on Bilam and tried to stop him in order that he should not sin and perish. And Bilam was riding on his donkey, Ushnei Na'orav Imoi, with his two young men with him. And Rashi says that from here we see that an important person does not go out on a journey without having two people with him to be mishamish him to serve him. And the donkey saw the Malach of Hashem standing on the road. And Rashi tells us that the donkey saw the Malach. However, Bilam did not see the Malach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows animals to see more than people. Because animals, since they do not have the greater intelligence of a human being, they will not be afraid if they see a mazik, a harmful spirit. However, if a person would see mazikim, he would go mad. And therefore, only the donkey saw the Malach and not Bilam. And his sword was drawn in his hand. The Malach was holding his sword. And with this, he meant to hint to Bilam and say, "You, Bilam, are not coming against Klal Yisrael with your weapons, the sword, but rather you are taking the umnis, the craft of Klal Yisrael, the power of speech. Therefore, I will come against you with your power, the power of the sword," and that's why v'charbay shalufa biyodai, a sword was drawn in his hand. Vateita osay minad derech, and the donkey went off the road. Vatelech basode, and went into the field. Vayach Bilam esa osay lahatoisa hadorech, and Bilam hit the donkey to turn the donkey back onto the road. Vayamod malach Hashem, and the malach Hashem stood a second time to block Bilam. This time b'mishal hakromim, on the path in the vineyard. Goder mizeh v'goder mizeh, where there was a stone fence on both sides of the path. Vatera ha'osan es malach Hashem, and the donkey saw the malach Hashem, vatilochets elokir, and she pressed herself against the wall. Vatilchas es regel Bilam elokir, and the foot of Bilam became pressed against the wall. Vayosef lahakoisa, and then Bilam continued to hit the donkey a second time. And the Chizkuni gives us a little bit of a background concerning this stone fence that crushed Bilam's leg. Because we find in Parshas Vayetze, when Lavan and Yaakov made a peace treaty, they piled up two mounds of stones on both sides of the road. And they said to each other that these stones will be witnesses, that none of us will pass these stones in order to harm the other one. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Bilam was Lavan ha'Arami. Bilam was Lavan. Others learn that Bilam was a descendant of Lavan. Either way, Bilam was coming now to break the treaty that Lavan and Yaakov created many years earlier, because he was passing these stones in order to harm Klal Yisrael. And since the Pasuk says, Yad ha'edim tiyabai barishayna, when one sins, it is the witnesses that punish the sinner first. Therefore, when Bilam was breaking the treaty, his foot got smashed against these stones that Yaakov and Lavan made a treaty with, because they were the Edim, they were the witnesses, and the witnesses are the ones who punished the sinner first. And it was because of this incident that Bilam was a chiger, he was a cripple the rest of his life. And the pasuk continues, Vayosef malach Hashem avor, and the malach of Hashem continued to pass in front of Bilam a third time. Vayamoid b'mokom tzor, and he stood in a narrow place, asher ein derech lintois yamin usimoil, where there was no room to turn, not to the right and not to the left. Vatera ha'osan es malach Hashem, and it was when the donkey saw the malach Hashem, vatirbat tachas Bilam, and the donkey sat down under Bilam. Vayichar af Bilam, and Bilam got angry. Vayach es ha'osan b'makel, this time he hit his donkey with a stick. And Rashi tells us that the reason why the Malach appeared to Bilam three times was in order to hint to Bilam that he is coming to curse a nation that has the schus of the three avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the Mefarshim explain that each time the Malach stopped Bilam, it represented one of the avos. The first time when the Malach stopped Bilam on the road, there was room for the donkey to avoid the Malach by going to his right or going to his left. And this represented Avram, where a klola, a curse, would have been able to be chal in two places, on the Bnei Yishmael and the Bnei Keturah. When he stopped him a second time, b'mishal hakramim, on the path in the vineyard, the only way for the donkey to avoid the malach was to go on one side and squeeze between the malach and the stone wall. This represents Yitzchak, where the klola could have only been chal on his child Esav, the descendants that come from Esav. However, the third time, when the Malach stopped the donkey, it says that there was no room to go not to the right and not to the left. This represented Yaakov Avinu, who was mitasei shlema, his bed was complete, all his children were tzaddikim, and the klola could not have been chal on any part of him, not to the right and not to the left. And after Bilam hit his donkey three times, the pasuk says, Vayiftach Hashem es piha osoin, Hashem opened the mouth of the donkey, Vatomer leBilam, and the donkey said to Bilam, Me'o sisi lecha, what did I do to you? Ki hikisani zeh shalosh regolim, that you hit me these three times. And Rashi points out that the pasuk does not say zeh shalosh pa'omim, these three times by saying pa'omim, but rather it uses the word regolim, because the donkey was hinting at Bilam that you are coming against a nation that celebrates shalosh regolim, the three regolim, the three yamim tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. and therefore you will not be successful against cursing such a nation. And Bilam said to the donkey, the reason why I hit you was ki hisalalpi, because you have mocked me. Luyesh cherub biyodi, if I had a sword in my hand now, ki ata haraktich, now I would have killed you. And this was a tremendous disgrace for Bilam in front of the Sarei Moav, the officers of Moav, because they were hiring Bilam to come and curse a whole nation with his mouth, and now he needs a sword to kill his donkey? This was a disgrace for Bilam. Vatoimer ha'osoin el Bilam, and the donkey answered Bilam and said, Halo anoichi asoincha, am I not your donkey asher achafta olai, which you have ridden on me, me'oidcha ad hayom azeh, from your inception until today? Ha'haskein hiskanti lasis l'chokoi, have I been accustomed to ever doing something like this to you? Did this ever happen before? Vayomer loi, and Bilam said, no. And this was also a disgrace for Bilam, because he was silenced by the donkey in his confrontation against him. Vayigal Hashem es enei Bilam, and Hashem uncovered the eyes of Bilam. Vayar, and Bilam saw es malach Hashem, the malach Hashem, nitzav baderech, standing on the way, v'charba shalufa biyodoi, with his sword drawn in his hand. Vayikoid, and Bilam bowed his head, vayishtachu la'apov, and then he totally bowed down with his face to the floor. Vayomer Elov Malach Hashem, and the Malach Hashem told him, Amo hikiso es asoincho zeh sholosh regolim, why did you hit this donkey three times? Hine anoichi yotzasi l'satan, behold, I have come out to stop you. Ki yorat haderech lenegdi. And Rashi says three pshatim in the words yorat haderech lenegdi. According to the first pshat, yorat is a loshen netrikin, an abbreviated word which stands for yora ro'asa notisa. And this is referring to the donkey. The donkey was Yara. The donkey feared Ro'asa for what it saw, Natasa, and therefore turned off the way. Because Haderech Lenegdi, the way that Bilam was going, was a way that was against me to anger me and to provoke me. According to this pshat, Yarat is referring to the donkey. However, according to Rashi's second and third pshat, Yarat is referring to Bilam. Ki Yarat Haderech Lenegdi, because Bilam rushed the way that was against me to anger me. And the third pshat is, ki yorat haderech lenegdi, Bilam desired and was content with the derech that was against me to anger me. And the malach continues by saying, vatirani ha'osoin, and the donkey saw me, vateit lefonai zeh sholosh regolim, and she turned away from me these three times. Ulai, were it not for the fact, notasa miponai, that she turned away from me, ki ato gam oischa harakti, now, not only would you have been delayed, but I would have also killed you. Va'oiso hechiyesi, and the donkey would have lived. However, now that the donkey stopped, I will not kill you, but I will kill the donkey. And the reason for this is because Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Kavod HaBrios. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pity on the dignity of people. And since this donkey was able to silence you in his confrontation with you, I will kill the donkey. This way, people will not be able to point at this donkey and say, this is the donkey that dismissed Bilam with his rebuke. Vayomer Bilam el Malach Hashem, so Bilam said to the Malach Hashem, Chatasi, I have sinned. Ki lo yodati, because I did not know, ki ato nitzav likrosi baderech, that you were standing in front of me on the road. And this too was an embarrassment for Bilam, that he had to admit that he did not know everything. Viato, and now, imra be'enecha, if it is bad in your eyes, Ashuvali, I will return. And Bilam said this in a hostile manner toward Hashem. He said that maybe this seems to be the way you do things. You say something, and then the Malach pulls back your words. You did this by the Akedah, when you told Avram to shecht his son Yitzchak, and then the Malach pulled back your words and told Avram not to shecht his son. And now you are doing the same thing to me. You told me to go, and now the Malach is telling me not to go. So if you want, I will return. And the Malach Hashem said to Bilam, Leich im ho'anoshim, if you really want to go, go with them, because b'derech she'adam roitzeh leilech malichin oisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows people to go on the way that they really want to. But your end will be also im ho'anoshim, you will die and be destroyed together with them. The efes and only es hadover asher adaber eilecho, the word that I will say to you, oisai sedaber, those will be the words that you will be able to speak. Vayelech Bilam im Sarei Balak, and Bilam went together with the officers of Balak, happy to curse Klal Yisrael, just like the Sarei Balak were happy to curse them. Vayishma Balak, and Balak heard Kiva Bilam that Bilam was coming, because Bilam sent a message to Balak that he was on the way. Vayete Likrosoi, and Balak went out towards Bilam, El Ir Moav, and met him in the metropolis, in the main city of Moav, Asher Al Gvul Arnon, which was on the border of Arnon, Asher Bikseh Hagvul, which was on the edge of the border. And Sefer Shari Aharon asks that it is not typical for the main city of a country to be on its border. Why was the main city of Moav on the Kseh Hagvul, on the edge of the border? And he answers with the Psukim in Parshas Chukas that describe how Sichon captured Moav. And since Sichon captured a large portion of Moav, the borders of Moav changed, and what was originally part of Moav became part of Sichon. And therefore, this large city, this metropolis of Moav, that originally was in the center of the country, now became the edge of the border, because the rest of the country was taken away by Sichon. And typically, the king would reside in the main city of the country. However, since this main city was at the edge of the border, therefore Balak did not live in that city, but rather he lived in the center of the country. However, when he came to greet Bilam, he went out to this metropolis on the edge of the border to greet Bilam. And he told Bilam, look at this city, look what Klal Yisrael wants to uproot. Vayomer Balak el Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, Haloi shaloyach shalachti elecho likroi loch, have I not sent to you to call you? Lama loy halachta eloy, why did you not come right away to me? Ha'umnam, is it true, le'ucha kabdecha, that I cannot give you enough honor to bring you here? And Rashi tells us that Balak unwittingly said a nevuah that Bilam will leave before him in humiliation. Ha'umnam, it is true, le'ucha kabdecha, at the end I will not give you honor. You will leave bekoloin in humiliation. Vayomer Bilam el Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, Hine vose elecho, behold, I have come to you. Hashem allowed me to come. However, ato, now, hayochol uchal dabe meuma, can I say anything I want? No. Hadavar asher yosim elikim befi, the word that Hashem will place in my mouth, oisay adaber, that will be what I am able to say. Zokt Rashi, posuk chof aleph, vayachavosh es asoinoi, and Bilam saddled his donkey. Mikan, from here, shahasino mikalkeles es ashura, that hatred disrupts the correct order of things. People deviate from their normal behavior when acting out of hatred. Shechovash hu biatzmoi, because he himself saddled his donkey, he did not leave it for his servants. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Bilam, Rasha, kvar kodamcha Avram aviem, Rasha, Avram their father has already preceded you in saddling his own donkey for a mitzvah. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, and Avram got up in the morning, Vayachavosh Eschamoroi, and he himself saddled his donkey. So Avram saddling his donkey for a mitzvah will protect Klal Yisrael against you saddling your donkey to curse Klal Yisrael. Im Sarei Moav, Bilam went together with Sarei Moav, Liboy Kelibam Shava. His heart and their heart were equal. Just like they wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, so did Bilam. Zakrashi ki hoilichu, and Hashem was angry that Bilam was going. Ro'osha dovarabe in amokoim, Bilam saw that it was bad in the eyes of Hashem that he should go, and still, v'nis avalelech, he desired to go. And a malach Hashem came l'satoin like to stop him. Malach shal rachamim hoya, it was a malach of mercy. V'hoya roitza l'moinoi milachtoi, and the malach wanted to stop him, to stop Bilam from sinning. Shal yechta v'yoivad, in order that Bilam will not sin and perish. Ushnei na'or of Imoy, and Bilam was going with two young men. Mikan, from here we see, la'odom choshuv, an important person, hayoytze l'derech, that goes on a journey. Yoylech Imoy shnei anoshim, he should take with him two men, l'shamshoy, to serve him. V'choyzrim u'mishamshim zeh, and then they go and they serve each other. There is a similar Rashi in Parshas Vayera by Avram, where it says by the Akedah that Avram went im shnei na'or of Itoy with his two young men with him. And over there, Rashi says the purpose of having two people with him is Shema Yitzdarach Echad L'Nekovov. Maybe one of them will need to relieve himself, and therefore Yiyah Hasheni Imoy, the second person, will always be with the important person. He will always have somebody with him. So if one person has to leave, the second person will always be there. And the Sifsei Chachamim and the Maskil David say that Rashi over here is saying the same thing as Rashi over there. That is what Rashi means when he says, V'choizrim u'mishamshim zeh zeh, that one will go and help the other one. Because if one leaves, the other one will still be there to do the job of both of them. However, the Be'er Basodeh, the Gur Aryeh, and also the Rav Mibar Tanura, learn that this Rashi is saying something different than the Rashi in Parshas Vayera. The Ayin Shom, how they learn these two Rashis. Zok Rashi Vatera Ha'osoin, and the donkey saw the Malach Hashem. V'hulay Ra, however, Bilam did not see the Malach. Shenosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rishus L'Behema Lirois Yosem Min Ha'odom, because Hashem allowed animals to see more than people. Shemitoch Sheyesh Bo Das, since a person has greater intelligence, Titroif Daitoi Kishiyirim Azikim, he will go mad when he sees harmful spirits. The Chayboi Shalufa Biyodoi, and his sword was drawn in his hand. Omar, the Malach said, Rosha Zehi Niach Klei Umnosoi, this Rosha left the tools of his craft. Sheklei Zainon Shal Umas Ha'olam Becherif, because the weapons of Goyim is the sword. Huba Aleim Bepiv, and he came against Klal Yisrael with the power of his mouth, the power of speech, Shehu Umnes Shalahem, which is the craft of Klal Yisrael. Afani Espois Eshaloi, I too will take his craft, Va'ovai Olav B'Umnosoi, and I will come against him with his tools, with his weapons, which means I will come against Bilam with a sword. V'chein Hoya Soifoi, and so was Bilam's end. V'ez Bilam Ben Ba'or Horgu Bechorev, the Pasuk says that Bilam, the son of Ba'or, was killed by sword. So the Malach was saying, since you, Bilam, are coming against Klal Yisrael with Klal Yisrael's power, the power of speech, we will come against you with your power, the power of the sword. And the Pasuk says that the Malach appeared a second time, b'mishal hakramim, in the path of the vineyard. So Rashi kitargumai, like Targum says, the word mishal means bishvil, the path. V'chein, and so does the Pasuk say, im yispaik ofer shomron lasha'olim, if the soil of Shomron will be sufficient, Lasha Olim, for the footsteps. Ofra hanidbak bechapois haraglayim bihiluchon, the soil that attaches itself to the soles of the feet, bihiluchon, as they go. So we see that the word Sha'olim means the soles of their feet. So too over here, Mishol Hakramim means the path that people step on. Zot Rashi v'chein, and so we find in Yeshaya, mi modad b'sha'oloi mayim, who can measure with his feet the water? Biraglov uvahiluchai, who can measure it with his feet and as he is walking? So we see that the word sha'aloi means with his feet. So to over here, b'mishol means the path which a person steps on with his feet. Goder mizeh v'goder mizeh. So Rashi, stam geder, when the pasuk does not specify what the fence is made out of, shalavonamhu, it is made out of stone. And as we explained from the Chizkuni, this was the stone fence that was used as edus, as a witness, between Yaakov and Lavan. Vatilochets. Rashi is bothered. What is the difference between the word vatilochets in the pasuk and the word vatilchats, which is stated afterwards? So Rashi, vatilochets hi atzmai. Vatilochets means that the donkey herself was pressed against the wall. Vatilchats es acherim, and the donkey pressed something else against the wall. Es regel Bilam, it pressed the foot of Bilam. Zok Rashi, vayosef malach Hashem avor, lavor oid lefonov lahalon, to pass before Bilam, to be in front of him. Liois lefonov b'mokim acher, to be before him in another place. K'moy, like the Pasuk says concerning Yaakov, v'hu avar lefnehem, and Yaakov went and passed before them. So too over here, the Pasuk means that the Malach passed before Bilam in order to be before him in another place. U'medrash agoda yesh b'tanchuma, and the Medrash agoda in the Tanchuma says, ma ro lamad b'shloshim mekoymos, why did the Malach see to stand in three different places to stop Bilam? Simani avos hero, it is because he wanted to show him the simon of the avos, that you are coming against the nation that has the schus of the three avos. And the donkey said to Bilam, why did you hit me zeh sholish regalim these three times? And the donkey said a lashon of regalim instead of pa'anim. Ramazloi, he hinted to Bilam, atamavakish lakar uma, you are trying to uproot a nation, hachogeges, that celebrates Shalosh Regolim Bashana, the three Yomim Tovim a year. The Ayin B'Mefarshim who ask, why out of all the mitzvahs in the Torah did the Osim pick this mitzvah of Shalosh Regolim to tell Bilam that since Klal Yisrael celebrates the Shalosh Regolim, you cannot fight against them? Why specifically the Shalosh Regolim? And Bilam told the donkey, the reason why I hit you these three times is because ki hesalalt bi, because you have mocked me. Kitagumoy, like Targum says, Loshen Genai Ubizoyon, it is an expression of disgrace and embarrassment. You embarrass me. Luye Shcherev Biyodi, if I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you. Genus Kedoyla Hoyloi Dovazeh Be'eni Asorim, this was a tremendous disgrace in the eyes of the Sorim Moyov, that Bilam needed a sword in order to kill the donkey. This is the person that is coming to destroy a complete nation with the power of his mouth. And to kill a donkey, he needs a weapon. And the donkey answered Bilam, Hahaskein iskanti, kitagumai, like Targum says, Hamelef alifna, which means, have I been accustomed to doing this ever before? The chain, and so does the pasuk say, Halokel yisochin gover. Can a gever, a person, tell Lokel to Hashem, yisochin, this is what I am used to doing? So we see yisochin means to be accustomed. Rabbi Seinu darshu mikra zeh b'gemara, and our chachamim darshan this pasuk in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Amru lei, the officers of Moav said to Bilam, my time alay rochafta asusya. Why are you riding on a donkey? Why don't you ride on a horse? Amar lahoin, Bilam said to the officers of Moav, biritiva shadoi lei, I left my horse in the meadows to graze. On that, the donkey said to Bilam, halo anochi asincha, am I not your donkey? So Bilam said, yes, you are my donkey, but I only use you to carry my loads and to carry my burdens. On that, the donkey said, Asherochafta olai, you always ride on me. Bilam said, yes, I do, but that's only occasionally. On that, the donkey said, Me'otcha ad hayom hazeh, you rode upon me from the day of your inception until today. You always ride on me. And not only do you use me for transportation during the day, but you also have relations with me at night. And that's why he said, Hahaskein iskanti, because the word seichenes is a lashon that is used for one having relations with his wife. Because the pasuk says, by David HaMelech, usehiloi leseichenes, and she should be to you for a source of warmth, which means as someone to have relations with. So too over here, the donkey said to Bilam, Hahaskein iskanti, I am your donkey with whom you have relations with. Zok Rashi ki yorad haderech lenegdi, Rabbi Seinu aro rabonim, chachmei ha-mishnah, the chachamim of the Mishnah, darshuhu, they explain this pasuk, nutrikin, that the word yorad is an abbreviated word, and it stands for yora ro'asa notesa. The donkey was yora, the donkey feared ro'asa for what it saw, notesa, and that's why it turned away. Bishvil sha'aderech lenegdi, because the way was lenegdi, kloimar, lekinosi ulahakniteini. The way that Bilam was going was a way to anger me and to provoke me. According to this pshat, Yorat is referring to the osoin, the donkey. Ulufi mashmoi, however, according to the simple meaning of the pasuk, ki choret haderech lenegdi means loshen retet, it means a loshen of rushing. Ki ro'isi bal haderech, because I saw that the one who was traveling on the road, shechorad umiher haderech, he was rushing the way, shehulakasi ulahamroisi, which was a way that was to anger me and to rebel against me. Umikra katsarhu, and the pasuk is an abbreviated pasuk. It does not say ki yorad Bilam haderech lenegdi, that Bilam rushed the way against me. Kimoi, just like the pasuk usachal David and David longed, and the word usachal cannot be going on David because usachal is a lashon nekeva and David is a zachar. Therefore, we must say that the pasuk is missing a word, and the pasuk should really have said usachal nefesh David, and the soul of David longed. So just like over there, the word nefesh is missing, so too over here, the name Bilam is missing from the pasuk. Lishna achrina, another pshat in the word yarat, loshen ratzoin, it is a loshen of appeasement. V'chein, and so the pasuk says in Iyov, v'al yedei rishoim yarateini, and through rishoim, you try to appease me. Mefayes umenachem oisi, al yedei rishoim, you try to appease me through wicked people, she'inon ela machnitim, who are only people that provoke me. So we see that the word yarteini means to appease. So too over here, the pasuk is saying ki yorat haderech lenegdi. Bilam desired and was content with the way that was kenegdi, with the way that will anger me. Zok Rashi ulai notesa. The word ulai does not mean maybe, but rather kemay lule. It is used over here like the word lule, which means were it not. Were it not for the fact that the donkey stopped, you would have been killed. Pa'omim she'ulai mishamish b'loshin lule. We find times that the word ulai can be used b'loshin lule, which means were it not. Gam oischa harakti, you would have also been killed. Hareze mikra mesuros, this is an inverted pasuk. Uhu kemoi, and this is like the pasuk would have said gam harakti oischa. Although the pasuk says gam oischa harakti, it means gam harakti oischa, I would have also killed you. What does it mean also? Loi ha'akov b'vad kiro ascha, not only would you have been delayed, al yadi through me, ki gam ha'ariga, you also would have been killed. Gam in the Pasuk is coming to add that not only would have you been delayed, but you also would have been killed. Va'oso hechiyesi, and the donkey would have lived. Va'ato, and now, mipnei shedibro, since the donkey stopped and spoke, v'hoichi choscha, and rebuked you, v'lo yechot alamoid b'teicha chosa, and you were not able to stand up to her rebuke, k'moshe kosov. Just like the Pasuk says, va'yerme loy. Bilam said no. Bilam had no answer to what the donkey said when he said, Ahaskenes kanti, have I been accustomed to ever do something like this? And all Bilam was able to say was, no, you have never done something like this before. Therefore, haraktiha, I have killed the osoin, the donkey, shelo yomru, in order that people should not say, zuhi shesolka es Bilam b'techa chosa. This was the donkey that dismissed Bilam with its rebuke. V'lo yochel lahoshiv, and Bilam had nothing to answer. Shechas hamokor makover abriyos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pity on the dignity of people. V'chein, and so we find in the Pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, Ves ha-behema taharoigu, if a person has relations with an animal, the man and the animal must both be killed. V'chein, and so too, V'harakta es ha-isha ves ha-behema, if a woman has relations with an animal, we kill the woman and the animal. And the reason is because of kavod ha-briyos. So people should not point at this animal and say, this is the animal that caused this woman to die. However, if you look in Parshas Kedoshim, Perik Chaf, Pasuk Tesvav, Rashi Divrei HaMaskil Ve'es HaBehema, Rashi over there seems to say a different reason why we kill the animal. He says, Mivnei Shebo Takola La'odom Al Yodo, since a stumbling block came to a person because of this animal, since the animal was the object that caused the Avera, therefore not only do we kill the sinner, the person, we also kill the animal, the object that caused the Avera. So Rashi over here seems to say a different reason than over there. Over here he says it is because of kavod abriyos. And over there he seems to say, because shebo takola la'odom al yodo. The ayin b'mishnah in Sanhedrin, daf nun dalet omer aleph, that brings down both of these reasons in the Mishnah. And we have to understand why Rashi over there says one reason, and Rashi over here mentions the second reason. Zok Rashi ki lo yodati, because I did not know that you were standing in front of me. Gamze genusoi, this is also an embarrassment for Bilam. Val karchoi hoida, against his will, he had to admit. Shehu haya mishtabeach sheyedeh das elyon, because he used to boast that he knows what's in the mind of Hashem. Upiv heyed lo yodati, and now his own mouth had to testify against him, lo yodati, that I don't even know that Hashem is standing before me. Zok Rashi, imra be'einecho oshuvali. Bilam said, if it is bad in your eyes, I will return. Lahatris neged hamokom hi tshuvazu. This response that Bilam said was intended in a hostile manner against Hashem. Omaloi, Bilam said, hu ba'atz moitzi vani loleches. Hashem himself commanded me that I can go. V'yato malach mevatel es devarav. And now you, the malach, are nullifying his words. Lamaru bekach. He is accustomed to doing such a thing. Sha'imer davar u'malach machziroi, that he says something, and then the malach pulls back his words. Omar l'Avram, he said to Avram, kachno es bincho, take your son and shecht him on the mountain. Vayidei malach b'itel es devarav. And through the malach, he nullified his words and told him not to shecht Yitzchak. Afani, so too with me, you are telling me to go, and now the malach is telling me not to go. Im rabbe necho tzorach ani loshuv, if it is bad in your eyes, I must return. Zok Rashi, leich imo anoshim, if you want now, you can go with these men. V'derech sh'odom roitze leilech bo molichin oisei, in a way that a person wants to go, Hashem allows him to go. So if you really want to go, I am letting you go with them. Ve'efes, and only, al korchacho, against your will, es adover asher adaber, the word that I will speak, that will be the only words that you will be able to speak. Leich imo anoshim, ki chalkecho imohem, because your portion will end up being with them. And your end will be to be destroyed from the world just like them. And Bilam went, im sorei balak, sameach lekalalam kemoisam, happy to curse them, just like they were happy to curse Klal Yisrael. Vayishma balak, and balak heard that Bilam was coming. Sholach shluchim levasroi, Bilam sent messengers to balak that he was coming. El ir moyov, and balak met Bilam by the city of moyov. El metropolin shaloi, by its metropolis. Ir hachashuva shaloi, its main city. Loimar, Balak meant by this to tell Bilam, Ru'u, look, ma'elu mevakshim lakor, what these people want to uproot. Ha'umnom le'uchach kabdecho, nisnabe, Balak unwittingly prophesied Shesoifei Lotzeis Me'imai Bekoloin that Bilam will leave before him in humiliation. Ha'umnam, it is true, La'ucha Kabdecha, at the end I will not be able to give you honor.